through tangible strategies and ideas, all through the lens of the Christian faith, leaning on God as our strength and guide as we learn, grow, and encourage each other. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company Pressing Onward, founder of the Faithful Entrepreneur Community, and your host as we journey through this business building life together. Now, for all of the moms in the group, no matter what stage this episode is for you, let me introduce our guest, Mindy Gregg. Mindy is married with a 4-year-old daughter and a 1-year-old son. And with a degree in human sciences, she worked as a pre-K teacher, foster care social worker, and assistant director of preschool. She has had the opportunity to experience both worlds as a working mom and as a stay-at-home mom, where both are wonderful and challenging in their own ways. After her son was born, she became an ISSA certified personal trainer and pronatal fitness professional, specializing in prenatal and postpartum fitness. Her passion is to combine faith, fitness, and community for the everyday mom, no matter what stage of motherhood she's in. Now, there's a lot of confusion in the fitness world, and moms don't have time to figure it all out on their own. And this is where her business, Mama You Got This in Fitness, was born. So, Mindy, welcome. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be part of this today.
Absolutely. So, we're just going to dive right in here. Can you tell us a little bit about the journey from being a personal trainer to actually starting your own business?
So, when I became a mom in 2017 with my daughter, it just rocked my world. I just did so many things wrong. I actually worked out consistently, but ate horribly. I only spent time with Jesus really when it was convenient for me, you know, and didn't really make the effort to pour into the community around me or let them pour into me in the way they wanted to. And then you pair this with postpartum depression and anxiety. I mean, talk about just being in a state of having a little bit of joy here and there, but just overall really sad in my life and where I was in motherhood and just couldn't figure out what am I doing wrong. So I decided after I had my son in 2019 and I was heading back toward this same road that I wanted to do this better. So I got really serious about working out, how I was doing it, what I was putting in my body, pouring into my community around me, allowing those relationships to also pour into me as that's what it's designed to do. But really what kind of just made the switch for me of not just focusing on personal training or just exercise to fill me up was I had to learn how to look at fitness and motherhood through a gospel lens. And that is definitely what helped me make this jump into making a business that would combine those things, right? Because fitness, I'm here to tell you, Mama, no matter how much you work out, no matter what size you get, no matter, you can do all these things, but if our eyes are not looking at it through a gospel lens, if we're not strong spiritually, that joy is going to be fleeting and it's not going to be that deep-rooted joy that Jesus so badly wants us to experience. And we only experience that through Him. So when I finally had that realization, it just changed my life. I was able to see fitness through a gospel lens of I'm worshiping the Lord and taking care of my body. And in taking care of my body and making it healthier, I'm better able to serve my kiddos. I'm better able to serve my husband, my church family, and the community around me. And that is what leads to, you know, full flourishing and that deep-rooted joy I think that we're all after. You know, it took me forever, to figure that out, of looking at earthly things to fill me and for just exercise to make me feel better about myself. So once I figured that out, I just had this thought, moms need this. Moms need all of this combined into one. They need faith. They need a fitness that is easy for them to do at home with their little ones surrounding them. And they need community. And to throw all this in one, let's make, you know, moms' lives easier and do this within one place where they can come. And so that's what Mama You Got This Fitness is. And that's how I just made that jump from doing the basic to that full flourishing.
Okay, I love this for so many reasons. I think that you just mentioned so many really great nuggets. First thing, and you and I talked about this a little bit, one thing that I think doesn't necessarily make the development of your business unique, but I do think it's worth mentioning, is that you are a testimony to God taking you from a place of you really feeling weak mm-hmm. in pretty much all aspects of your life, which happens, right? Like it's kind of a domino effect sometimes. And him not only pulling you out of that weakness, but also using that weakness and using his strength in that weakness to develop this whole business that now helps other women out of that place as well. And I think that that is such a beautiful, beautiful testimony. And sometimes we build businesses based on our strengths, you know, like we're really good at something. And so we create a business based around that. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's definitely one way that businesses are born. But I think to have a whole business born from weakness and just to know that it was absolutely the Lord that brought you to the place that you're in now, how encouraging that is to be in a business that's operating under that umbrella.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I feel like I was reflecting on it this morning of just, you know, sometimes people wonder, why does God allow us to just walk in these really hard seasons? But I think he does, because these hard seasons can lead to these beautiful breakthroughs. And then when we get to that other side, that we can use that to bless others. Because it's like, I've walked there, I've been where you are, and I'm such a believer, and the Lord can take and make beauty from ashes. And that's exactly what he did in my life, right? And our whole purpose being on this earth is to glorify and honor him. And so to be in such a dark, ugly place and see his faithfulness in bringing me out, you know, there's hope for everyone in that place.
Yeah, absolutely. And how much better can you serve moms? And I know, you know, fitness in particular, I think can be a place of a lot of insecurity. And I think there's a lot of different reasons for that. Our culture, social media, actual media, expectations that are impossible to meet. I mean, the list goes on and on. But I think when a woman especially decides, okay, I want to get this under control, it can be really intimidating to find somebody to help guide her through that, because you look at somebody else who's got it all under control and knows what they're doing, and it's clearly an area where you don't, and that can be a really intimidating thing. So for you to have that testimony, I think just makes it so much more powerful when you're serving these women.
Right, absolutely. And something I try to encourage my clients with, because you're right, industries where you see the most comparison, I believe it's a lot of self-righteousness of, you know, look how awesome I look. And it's a lot of, I think moms are discouraged to even try because they have this thought of, I'll never look like that person. I'm no matter how hard I try. But what I really teach my clients and these sweet moms is, if you're consistent and you eat correctly and you give me your all, results will happen, but we don't want that to be the main focus. So when we can change our perspective on that's not the main focus, it's not our goal to look like someone else or, you know, to have a six-pack abs or a number on the scale, that is when that the fitness world is so much better to walk into with that mindset.
Yeah. And the other thing that you said that I think is really good and I think is really in alignment with our community, with the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, is that the gospel has to be the lens that we look at all parts of life through.
Yes.
And it's so easy to compartmentalize work or school and working out and family and church and quiet time. Like, it's so easy to compartmentalize all of those things. But I love that your message is that we have to look at fitness through the lens of the gospel. And that's really our message when it comes to our business. I mean, most of the businesses that are in our community are secular businesses, mine included. I mean, I work with schools, with public schools. But when we can look at our business through the lens of the gospel, it really does change everything.
It truly does. When we realize that we're working hard for the glory of the Lord and that the end result for us, the end prize of why we're fighting so hard and working so hard is an eternal kingdom that we're inheriting. Oh goodness, does that make it a little easier to grind it out every day and to know we have a reward coming, so we're going to work as hard as we possibly can in whatever business we're doing to bring glory and honor to him and to have that lens of in everything we do, that is our purpose.
Yes. Perfect. Okay. So you have mentioned a few of the things that were really kind of holding you back. But as you work with a lot of different women, what are kind of some of the common struggles or even phrases that you hear women say as they are trying to decide if they want to go on this fitness journey or even as they're on it, where you really come into play and have to help shift their perspective?
Yes. So as I already mentioned, the comparison trap of why should I even bother doing this? I'm never going to look like that. Mm-hmm. You know, patience is so important of realizing this is not going to happen overnight, but also you have to stop looking at others and that being your goal. And then just helping them develop that mindset of we're glorifying the Lord with our bodies. We're going to take care of it. And that's what matters most, that we feel good physically, not that we're fixating so much on how we look externally. The other most common thing I hear from women who are considering or even clients who have already committed is they're like, I just don't have time. And I'm sure we've all heard that, right? Like, I'm a mom. I work. I am married. I have a million things on my plate. How in the world am I supposed to work out in my day? And what I always say is if you wait for the perfect opportunity to work out, you will be waiting forever. I work out at home with my two kiddos and they are circling me like sharks the entire time. It doesn't look perfect and it never should be expected to look perfect. So I encourage moms, work out at home with your little ones next to you. It's good for them to see mama taking care of her body. And then you get to explain to them, mommy is taking care of her body so I can be a better mom, so that I'm honoring God by making my body as healthy as I can. These are great examples for our kiddos to see. So no, you don't have to wait till nap time or until they're in bed or get up super early in the morning. You can absolutely do it when they're up and awake and running around you. It's totally possible. So definitely comparison and time are the top two things most moms are battling in their mind as to why they can't, you know, commit to this fitness program, but they absolutely can.
Yep. I can certainly see that. I've used those excuses myself. Okay, so you have really grown your business very well in a pretty short amount of time. I would love to hear a few of the steps that you really fall back on when running your business.
First and foremost, I cover my business in prayer, always. I cover my clients in prayer. I pray over my business. I pray that God would help me to remember to never boast about myself and my business, but only boast about Him. So prayer, constantly. Even for the people who look at my Instagram page, I'm praying for them. Anyone who comes into contact with my business, they've got to be prayed over all the time. And what I have to remember, a mindset I've had to adapt in this business, is remembering that Satan is the ultimate distractor. And anything that we're working to bring glory and honor to God, he is going to seek to destroy it. So I have to be aware, I have to be on guard, and I have to keep Christ at the forefront. Satan would love business owners to make their businesses all about them because it'll fail. If we make it all about us, it will fail. But if we make it our mission to glorify God and bring others to Jesus with our businesses, he's got our back. And he will be so faithful in that. So you want to make sure you're never boasting about yourself, but in Christ alone. You know, that is our life's purpose for first and foremost. So those two things, pray and remember Satan is the ultimate distractor. Being organized, obviously, my type A, all you other type A'ers out there, I'm with you. Be organized, be a good steward of what the Lord has given you. Something that's been helpful for me, if you're someone who's like, I don't know how to organize, Google Docs, Google Photos have been two amazing things for me. HubSpot is a great place to organize clients or things like that. Those are just some tangible things you can do. And then another important thing is have scripture in your face all the time. Write Bible verses, put them around your home, be in the Word. You know, 2 Corinthians 11:30 tells us, if I must boast, I'd rather boast about the things that show how weak I am. And that is what I try to put out there for my business is I'm a hot mess and I'm a hot mess who needs Jesus. And without him, I wouldn't be able to do this. And I think He is so faithful in honoring that acknowledgement that we are weak and we need him to be successful.
Okay, these are so good. And these are definitely things that I think get overlooked. These are things that we talk about quite a bit in the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, because I kind of feel like you, that I don't have any idea what I'm doing in this space, but that I know that God called me to take steps and to create the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. And so because of that, I am so wholly reliant on him that I have to be in prayer. You know, I have to have scripture. Otherwise, Satan is definitely distracting me and shooting lies into my mind. And so I think that these are so good. So I want to repeat them really quickly just to make sure that everybody got them. First of all, you said to pray, and I love that. And one thing that I'm going to take from what you have said, I pray over my business every morning. I pray over potential clients. I pray over for people who need to receive the message to get it in divine ways. But I love that you said that you pray over people even who look at your Instagram and, you know, people that you come in contact even in a fleeting moment. And I think that God puts everybody in our path for a reason. And I think that you are capitalizing on that beautifully. And so that's something that I'm going to put into my practice as well. I love it. Number two, you said to remember that Satan is the ultimate distractor. Anything that brings glory to God, he will seek to destroy. And the more that we are seeking God, the more he's going to be on our case, right? And so I think that's a great thing to remember. The third thing you said was be organized and be a good steward of what God has given you. And you know, you kind of blew through this one, but I'm going to say that this is a big thing.
Yes.
Business. And you know, Amy and I have spent a lot of time even recently still trying to hash out how to act in our business in an organized way that works for the team. Mm-hmm. You know, and so this is something that is intentional. And so I think it's great that you put it as one of the top things to keep a business running well, because I know that when I start to feel unorganized, that I start to lose productivity, I start to lose focus. And so I think that this is really key. And then the fourth thing that you said was to have scripture visual. And I could not agree with you more. I have it all over the place around my computer because I need it. I need it because when Satan starts to do that distractor, the word is what pulls you back.
Right.
And so I think that that is huge. We also have scripture in our vision statement, which I think is really key too. So this is gold. I appreciate you sharing these things. So Mindy, tell us a little bit more about your business. Tell us kind of how it's laid out, how we can find you, how we can follow you. And if we want to know more about how to work with you, how we can do that.
So yes, my business is Mama You Got This Fitness. It is for moms in any season, whether you're prenatal, newly postpartum, you've been postpartum for years, or even if you're not a mama yet, but you know you will be soon. It is meant to help you become healthier physically, but also growing spiritually and seeing motherhood in all aspects of her life through a gospel lens. So I have several programs that you can pick from. There's 3 days a week, 4 days a week, prenatal, postpartum, core recovery. I have a specialization for healing diastasis recti, which is an issue with a lot of moms after pregnancy and doing that core recovery protocol. So I guarantee you, Mama, there is a program that would fit well for you. So you get your workouts weekly. You get a weekly devotional that are things specific to motherhood to encourage you. You get nutrition tips, and it's all wrapped into one on top of getting to visit with me weekly, not only about fitness, but just as being moms and things we're walking through together. So you can absolutely find me on Instagram. Get ready because the name is kind of long, so you might want to write it down. It's at mama.you.got.this_fitness. That's how you can find me on Instagram. You can also email me at mindy@mygtfitness.net, or you can go to my website, www.mygtfitness.net. mydtfitness.net, and there is a contact box on my website that you can fill out, and it will email me and we can visit some more about what you might be looking for.
Okay, perfect. And we will have all of these handles and websites on our show notes on our website as well and in our social media posts. So you can go to there as well. So Mindy, thank you so much for your time and your wisdom and just for your vulnerability and sharing your weakness that so many women are going to share along with you, and for creating a business that encourages women and that helps women to live the way that, you know, the Lord created us to live in a very positive way. So thank you for having that impact.
Thank you, Jen, so much. This was so great. I love your mission with the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. It's amazing.
Well, thank you. Okay, so I want to remind everyone that if you're a business owner or you're in the planning phases of being a business owner, jump into our Facebook group, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, to get business strategies, verses for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other and networks with each other and prays for each other. And Mindy's there as well. So that can be a place that you can connect with her also. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe and download, and we will be back with another episode of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur next week.